And it's Rude Boys Top 10 for the month of March.
Yeah.
That's the Irish Jigs music. I can do that. You could do that too, right?
Yeah.
You're Irish of some sort.
Well, this being...
Does this have anything to do with...
Well, this being the... No.
Okay,
this
great.
This being the 10th
Take it all back.
The 10th of March, I figured you would have done, like, the Mario tune.
Oh, fuck. That's right. I feel like I always drop the ball when it comes to the top 10 of March, and it's Mario. I always forget about that. I should consult the list of if we ever did a Mario-related top 10 on March 10th, but it's not Mario. It's Wolverine all year, all long, 50 furry years of Wolverine. Every time I do that, every time I throw a new adjective, it's probably the same one.
You get but it's been a month. Same fucking face.
The same reaction.
Yep.
So, Tommy, what do we got on the top 10 this month?
So, every great hero has great enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is his...
Wolverine especially, I'd imagine.
Wolverine's top 10 enemies.
Got you. In no particular order.
Correct. Starting off, Sabretooth.
Starting off with the biggest one. Yep, okay. Who's currently embroiled in a saber-tooth war of such in comics right now.
Oh my god.
Sabretooth, yes.
Yeah, definitely his like top
his most
tier.
Iconic.
Yeah,
villain,
yeah.
I would dare say.
The funny thing is Sabretooth debuted before Wolverine.
Yeah, he wasn't like a... He was just a dude, right?
Yeah.
He was just a villain.
He beat the shit out of Iron Fist.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I gotta say, we're gonna talk about this a little bit in the next episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus, or the latest episode, I should say. But X-Men, the animated series, really is like Sabretooth. Boom.
Yeah.
He's there. Wolverine fucking hates him.
Yep.
Why? Oh, we got to find out, you know, like I think shit like that structures that show very well. I will be singing more of its praises in the latest episode of the Rude Boys Power Hour Plus.
Nice.
But yeah, Sabretooth is definitely the biggest rogue. I think we don't have to finish this list anymore. I think anything else is going to be a little, well, I mean, you know,
Omega
Red. We got to do it for
Omega Red.
Oh, Omega Red is my, I like him. I like his look.
Yeah, you would.
Especially like the the Jim Lee look.
Yeah.
When he first debuted in X-Men 4,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, correct.
Cool look, you know, with the fucking tendrils and shit.
Tentacles.
Tentacles.
Yeah, more tentacles.
Ropey arms. I'm going to call them ropey arms.
Yeah.
I think he looked goofy in the arcade game. You know, like the...
Oh, yeah, he looked goofy as fuck, yeah.
He was in Children of the Atom? He was in Marvel's Capcom and all that shit, but... Yeah, I think he looked weird, but I mean, he's like that weird character. I dig him.
How do you walk like hunched over?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's you read him like before he went into essentially the Russian super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like part of the Russian mob.
Even in his origin, it's just like, this is too much right now.
Yeah, you're like, I need to step away and go shower.
He's a super soldier, and he's got like the, it's carbonidium or some shit. It's not vibranium, and it's not adamantium. It's some sort of...
Yeah,
other wacky
magic
metal.
Yeah, sends out like
death spores.
Yeah,
and he's got to use that to like feed. Like,
yeah.
All right, Jim
but
Lee,
like,
take it easy,
Chris Claremont.
No, that was Jim Lee. Claremont ended his run at X-Men 3.
Yeah,
and then Jim Lee wrote and drew
that's
the rest
right,
going forward.
That's right,
listen, trading the backs, man. Fresh in my memory.
Shocked.
Wow. Okay.
Next up, villain slash hero slash ally, Magneto.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this dude, like, I mean, the fact, like, he's been a constant thorn in any person's, who wears the X.
Sure.
For fuck's sake, he ripped out Wolverine's fucking skeleton.
And I think that was a, who was the big time writer for Wolverine? Was it Grant Morrison? No. Was it?
Not Grant Morrison.
No, I know. It was a name, though, so I was like, oh, yeah, right. Oh, Peter David. That was his idea. But
okay. They
were like, he didn't write Fatal Attractions, but he, you know, they were like, why doesn't Magneto just rip the metal out of his body? And then they were like, holy shit, that's a great idea. And he was just like, wait, no, don't do that.
I think he wrote the X-Factor part of...
Oh, did he?
Of of like during the Fatal Attraction. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, that was like a fun little, like, really? Nobody thought about doing that until Peter David was like, why doesn't he just do that? And everybody's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned it during that Trading of the Backs. Here I am hijacking another Tom episode.
No, it's okay. I'm just used to it by now.
There you go.
Hold my ankles, take it like a man.
When you read Mutant Genesis, mm-hmm. and you see like Wolverine and Magneto really getting at it, 50 issues later, when he rips the fucking metal out of his body, 25. You're like, "Was it? Oh, he's 25. Yeah, we've been through that." You're like, "Oh shit! Like this was telegraphed. This was, he was ready to do this now." But everybody's like, "No, that was it, backstage.
That
no,
wasn't the time.
That wasn't the time. No, yeah, they were just like they were really pushing the envelope." And then they just kept pushing it, and then, you know, it's interesting to kind of, like, know this story, go back, and then look at the history of it like that.
Next.
Yes, Magneto, bad boy.
Bad boy. Next up is Cyber.
Okay.
This dude is, like, one of the few that Wolverine is actually afraid of.
Okay.
Because his whole body.
Cyber.
Junk included.
I could see that scaring anybody.
Is adamantium.
Oh.
Like, on the outside.
Oh, okay. Like, it's armor, or just his, like, skin is adamantium?
His skin is adamantium. Okay. So, during the whole 12 saga,
mm-hmm.
which I don't know.
Thing with Apocalypse or something? Yeah.
Cyber got his ass
Cyber.
Handed to him by Apocalypse.
Okay. As you would.
And
Apocalypse.
Sabretooth got adamantium when Wolverine lost his adamantium. This was Cyber's, like...
Cyber. Like, Sabretooth has no adamantium with him at all? Oh, okay.
Not
obviously
anymore.
Not the claws, but, like, even, like, originally.
Not anymore, no.
Wow, okay. Yeah. You figured, like, he goes toe-to-toe with Wolverine so much.
That's his mutation. And he does have a strong healing factor like Wolverine.
No, I get that, so. But, like... Wolverine has knives that come out of his fists that can cut through anything. You would think that Sabretooth should have met his match a few times, but, I mean, again, Sabretooth bad boy, number one rogue of Wolverine. I don't know much about the Cyber.
So, like, Cyber, like...
Why is it called Cyber? Who knows? 90s.
90s, dude.
That's it.
Cyber's
a cool name.
I think he got killed.
Okay.
And I want to say Apocalypse put, like, that, like, Cyber's, like, skin. Like, they melted him down.
And the name Cyber is really just losing all meaning right now.
And they...
Cyber. Because Cyber did this, and Cyber.
And he... So he put Cyber into Sabretooth.
Oh, sexy. All
so,
right.
So, but then...
adamantium.
Yeah, cock.
Right. What's the sound effect that would make? Because it's not schnicked. Snicked.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll
come back. Some penciler wrote that
in. So, like, you know, Wolverine was just like, you know, Apocalypse wanted Wolverine and Sabretooth to fight to see who would get the adamantium fully to become the Horseman Death.
Okay.
Wolverine was just like, okay, look. Sabretooth will give in to... Apocalypse is fucking brainwashing.
Sabretooth not smart.
He's like, I can at least fight it off and still not be a total bastard.
Right.
And yeah, like, so Wolverine's just like, yeah, the funny thing about adamantium is laces your bones, but it doesn't do anything for your guts. He just constantly stabs into Sabretooth.
Shit.
Okay. Destroy Sabretooth and then transfers the adamantium back into Wolverine. That's how Wolverine got his adamantium back.
Okay, interesting.
And then that almost died of adamantium poisoning after the 12th saga because the High Evolutionary shut off all the mutant genes.
Is High Evolutionary on this list?
No.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Next up is Daken. Wolverine's own baby boy.
My baby boy. Legitimate baby boy.
Yes. Right? Okay, gotcha. He blamed Wolverine more or less for his life, for the death of his mother, because he's just like, you weren't there. He's like, I didn't know your mother was born. Right. Your mother was pregnant with.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, wait a minute. Okay.
With you.
What sort of shit are you into, Wolverine?
Dakin, very, like, cool. I actually like him. Like, okay. He's like, you know, he's got the two claws that pop behind the knuckles, and then he has the one that pops,
like, in the wrist under or something? The
wrist.
Okay,
yeah,
got you.
And then he also has like pheromone powers.
Sure.
And a healing factor. He's kind of OP.
Right.
Like, very. Because
you got it. You got to be like, you can't just make another Wolverine. You got to make a better Wolverine. Got it.
Next up is Mystique. Okay. Sometimes lover.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes naturally. Enemy. So it's like, he's, anytime he sleeps with Mystique, he knows it's her because he's like, yeah, no, you can't hide from me.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Wasn't he, in House of M, the collected edition? Wasn't he with, when Wolverine comes to, meaning that his memories came back or whatever?
Yeah.
Wasn't he with somebody who turned out to be Mystique? Or am I misremembering?
No, he was with Mystique.
He was with Mystique, yeah. But wasn't Mystique in the midst of shapeshifting as someone?
No, he knew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they were both part of they were both part of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right,
They were called the Hellfire S.H.I.E.L.D. or some shit like that.
Gotcha.
Some nonsense.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Department K.
Don't know what this means. Is this the Canada people?
These are the ones that... This is the program that gave him his adamantium, that kidnapped him and...
Okay.
Bludgeoned him to near death to put him into the procedure to give him his adamantium.
Okay.
So, and they constantly, like, they've come back. They came back in Mutant Genesis. The professor.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Speaking of just added yeah. Nonsense, yeah.
Who is also Lady Deathstrike's father.
Okay, sure.
Dr. Cornelius. Mm.
Cornelius, right.
Cornelius.
I remember asking about that. I'm like, is this like a big deal? And you're like, yes. And I'm like, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Like, they're just like, okay, whatever. Anyway.
Next up is...
Is Lady Deathstrike on this list?
Next up is Romulus.
Okay. Oh, yo, Romulus, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no idea who this is.
So, he's, like, kind of, like, the father of all, like, the feral mutants, like, Wildchild, Sabretooth, Wolverine. Okay. He's the one that actually killed Dakin's mother.
Okay.
But he told Dakin that it was, like, as Dakin got older, he was, like, the man in the shadows... feeding Dakin the lies and manipulating him that, you know, saying that Wolverine is the reason that the mother
right, so you
dead.
Pit Wolverine against him.
Yeah.
Right, okay, so, I get that.
He has, like, fuck, his claws, like, are huge and, like, jagged. Like, of course they got claws.
Yeah, naturally, okay.
I think the only one he doesn't, I mean, he has a loose relation to is X-23.
What do you mean a loose relationship?
Well, because it's like, you know, X-23 is a clone of Wolverine.
Oh,
but so okay. Yeah, like he's
familial
like
familial relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
He's a beast.
Okay.
And they've had some pretty good fights.
All
right. Next up is the Hulk.
Okay, I've heard of this guy.
This guy.
You want to talk about first appearances 50 years ago? Yeah.
Yep. 1974.
Yep.
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible.
Number 74, 5.
This was oh, fuck. Who created this? Was Cockrum, who wrote this, right?
Yes.
Because then he was like, I kind of like this character. I'm going to keep him on ice. And when Giant Size X-Men shows up, then he's like, I'm going to bring back Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right. Or this character. I don't know if he
fucking
was...
just blew up from there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they've had some really good fights. They've also
Since then, yeah, absolutely.
Like, in the Ultimate Universe, Hulk literally ate Wolverine, and then Wolverine clawed his way out of him.
Well, what about even, whatchamacallit, the, Old Man Logan?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Old Man Logan.
Yeah.
Where he, and Wolverine actually ended up raising one of the Hulks.
I think if you... Obviously, Sabretooth is his rogue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, how do I put this?
Hulk,
like,
is
he
his
is intrinsically intrinsically tied to Hulk, just based off of his debut and everything like that. You know what I mean? He might not be his greatest foe, but he's definitely an iconic foe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. Last but not least, there you go, Lady Deathstrike. Mm.
I called it. I got one.
Yeah, Lady Deathstrike has a, you know, a grudge against Wolverine because, you know, slighted lover, and she believes, you know, he was wrong in killing her father, even though, you know.
I mean, okay, I can get that.
Her father kind of ruined Wolverine's life, but, you know.
Fair.
So I can get behind that. Right. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That.
Sorry, everybody. I guess
that's on me. Burps over me.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, exactly. You are.
And that'll do it for Rude Boys Top 10 for March.
Yeah.
See you guys next month.
This has been a presentation of the Rude Boys Podcast Network.
Oops.